And let's grab a couple of calls on the blower, and then I got a couple of stories, a couple of interesting observations, I think you'll find. So stand by. Hi, it's Grease. What's cooking tonight?
Hello, Grease Man.
Yes.
Hi, I understand you're a pretty avid weightlifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, you always talk about people like Rick Ocasek and other artists who are members of the
45-pound bench press club, yeah.
What bench press club are you a member of?
I'm a current member of the Molecular Dislocating Bench Press Club. We don't actually max out what we go for in order to get grotesque muscle mass is molecular dislocation.
Uh-huh.
And that involves taking your muscles beyond pain, beyond agony, all the way to the weightlifter's nirvana known as molecular dislocation.
You know, I lift weights also, and I don't think I've ever experienced that, lifting weights.
Well, that's because you're not. That's because you're not doing it right. That's because you're not doing it right.
I power lift.
You power lift? Yeah. Well, that's okay, but you still have to go beyond pain. Now, for example, when you get to the gym, here's the trick. You stand in the doorway and let your body cast a magnificent shadow. And then, as everybody turns to see what manner of man this is, you say, "Get out." To all the people that are crowding up the place with their lousy cardiovascular exercises like the Stairmaster, you say, "Get out." To everybody on the bicycles and the step aerobics, and you walk in and you take all that crap and you just throw it down the front step. And since today is leg day, you walk over to the squat rack with a wine bottle and you break it right there in front of the squat rack. And then with your bare feet, you step on the shards of glass. What this does is it causes agonizing pain to shoot through the bottoms of your feet. But as you're doing your squat, you don't think about the pain in your quadricep because it's outdistanced by the pain in the soles of your feet. So as you go up and down, and again, you're not thinking about the agony that your quads are suffering. You're thinking about the soles of your feet killing you. And you breathe and you do it again. And your spotter grabs you up by the weight belt and pulls you up again. And again. And again. Until your face is flush. You start by seeing black spots. You're on the verge of ventricular fibrillation. But then suddenly you're there. Your whole body tingles as you achieve molecular dislocation. Huh?
That sounds like an intense workout.
It is pretty intense. And then
it sounds painful, too. Is it going to work?
And then you do your next set. With this workout, you either get big or die. I mean, you'll be so huge by the time you do pass away of natural causes that when they're taking you out of the church, the pallbearers will have the handles will snap. They'll have to carry your casket on their shoulders because the handles won't, unless they put molly bolts in them, will snap right off and your casket will bounce embarrassingly down the steps of the church. And then, as you lie there splayed in the bottom of the church steps, they'll need 6 or 7 people to pour you back in there because you'll be so massive.
Great. Okay, thanks for the advice, Grease Man.
Good luck.
Okay.
And be careful.
Thanks.
I mean, if you got to do it, let's do it. Hi there, it's the Grease Man Show.
Hi.
Hi, yes, ma'am. What's going on?
Yes, I just called a few minutes ago.
It's me. It's Grease.
Hi, Grease.
Yes. Listen,
great show. Grease.
Thanks. Thanks. What are you up to?
Grease, we have this great nephew who called you a little while ago.
Oh yeah.
In fact, he's responsible for us listening to your show.
Oh, well, that's good. So
yeah, and we really enjoy it.
So who listens? You and your husband?
My sister and I.
Yeah.
We're his aunts. Oh, opinion and advice, Dan.
That's great. She's sitting there listening to me around the house, huh?
It's wonderful. And, you know, we really appreciate the influence you have on him. It's positive, you know, and we want to thank you for all the hours of enjoyment.
Well, that's great. Where are you calling from?
From New Jersey, St. Lucas.
Well, great.
That's Tommy, too.
How about a story? Can I interest you in something, something offbeat?
We were hoping that maybe you had some kind of astrology background, since Tommy's into astrology, too.
Not
have all this music to go with all these.
I got all kinds of music, but no, not into that. I take each day. I try to make each day what I can out of it. I don't like to read a paper and says, "Oh, today's a good day for X or Y or Z."
No, that's generalizing anyway, Grease.
You know. Yeah. Well, what's
we
my
enjoy.
Well, what's my horoscope? Can you do that for me? Can you let me know what I'm in for?
Great things.
Really?
Definitely great things. You got the personality.
But
you know, everything is.
But I mean, if I gave you my birthday, could you look
at? What is your birthday?
August 1st.
Oh my goodness, Leo.
Yeah, can you look like in a crystal ball and say, oh.
You
want
to tell me a year?
1950, God give me strength.
Good for you. 1950, all good things are coming great for you.
Oh, really? Can you tell that?
Oh, yes. Well, they're the king of the jungle?
King of the jungle, yeah.
He's going to take over New York and the station street.
I like it. Well.
Yeah. A lot of good things in the work.
All right. Well, that's good. Here, I'll send you my birth certificate. And maybe that'll help you out, because I think it's got the time of birth and all that stuff on it.
That'd be super, do you?
And it says Nino S. Grismanelli, but I don't really have a middle name. Just when I was born, Dad was eating a bowl of soup, and he dropped a noodle on the certificate when they were photocopying it. So it came out Nino S. Grismanelli.
Nino, what time were you born?
I think I was like a 6:20. I can call Mom. A 6:22 in the morning special, I think.
Okay.
Can you do that? Can you work that up for me?
Can I send it to you, Grease?
Huh?
Can I send it to you?
That'd be great, yeah.
May I have an address?
Send it to the Greaseman at 600 Madison Avenue, 4th floor, New York, New York, 10022.
Okay.
Oh,
that's super.
And let me know what I'm in for.
Definitely.
All right. Reverend
C. Caucus, you're welcome for coffee.
Hey, I like it. I come by Secaucus. We have a little Java.
Why not? Wouldn't that be great?
A couple of crullers.
Yeah, I'll get you some Dunkin' Donuts. I'll make you some. What the heck?
Yeah, why? Let's live. you'll hear me pull up. You'll hear the radio booming. I'm one of those guys, I'm at a traffic light, and you're sitting there, you're looking over, and you're hearing. All right, you ever sit and pull up to one of those guys at the traffic light?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one of those guys. It's me at a traffic light.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm the funky honky that smells like a dog. Is he what say? Who's they? Huh? Say, I say, eat. And the room off the sucker.
So when are you coming to the caucus?
I'll be in Secaucus one of these days.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I'm getting this right out to 600 Madison Avenue.
That's it.
New York, 4th floor, 122.
Yeah.
Grease Man, anything to, like, your name?
Yeah, just put the Grease Man on there.
Okay.
And we'll have a ruckus in Secaucus, 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 a ruckus in Secaucus.
We got to bring a little excitement to New Jersey.
Yeah, really. Well, that'll be, you'll see, all of a sudden you see me, you'll hear your mailbox clip off, and that'll be me with the Biscayne, half on the curb, half off the curb. I'll come falling out the driver's side of the car, and you'll see a bulky man, 6 feet 2 inches tall, in a seersucker suit, wearing back-cut python boots.
I can't wait.
The smell of methane mixed with aqua velva will waft over to you as I come limbering out your way. I'll have a bottle of gin under my left arm, and a couple of crullers under my right.
We'll have the orange juice on chill.
I like it. All right, I'll see you then.
The olives.
All right.
Sounds great.
You betcha. Thank you.
Oh, Greaseman, thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice to. I don't know if I ought to give away my secret. But the reason I'm such a glib talker is that I used to be one of them revivalist guys. There's big bucks in that. We did play Secaucus one time. You know, we set up a tent. And we put flyers all over the place. Brother Grismanelli. We'll have a meeting of the faith. Whereby the sick and the infirm can once again revitalize their life. Come one, come all. It's an old-time tent meeting. Come see Brother Grismanelli. People came. Miles around. I was trucking. Should have heard the sound. Fire and brimstone. That was my name. Of course, lying in my pockets. Now, that was my game. I got in there and I said, all right, for a slight donation, which I will put to the Lord's good work, namely my mother running fund, I will help you. Now, as you pass in front of me, you put the $20 in the pot and present to me that part of your body that is sick, and I will fix it, for I can heal the sick, if you have the faith. Some people came up, geezers with their arthritis, people with their glaucoma and their cataract. I had this one guy come up, and he looks around. And he takes down his pants. and he presents to me that withered, nodule-laden, gray-haired, tufted, long-since-shot implement, and says, "What can you do about this, Brother Greith Minelli?" I said, "Sir, I've already told you, I'm here to heal the sick, not raise the dead."
The Greaseman Show.